More and more grocery stores are closing in Northeast Florida. Here with the latest one is the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. So, Mike, this is a story that the Daily Record broke. Another grocery chain shutting some of its stores in Jacksonville.
Yes, Save-A-Lot, which is a discount grocery chain, closed at least three stores in Northeast Florida since December. There's one in the Southgate Plaza and the Edgewood Avenue Shopping Center as well, and another at Tuesday Morning Plaza in Orange Park. And there's a fourth that's expected to be closing soon.
And Save-A-Lot is what you would consider a discount grocer?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're a more affordable option. You're going to see less organic, less health foods, contrary to a lot of what you've seen open in Jacksonville in recent years.
At the same time, though, Mike, that these more affordable grocery stores are closing, we're also seeing those organic specialty grocers that you mentioned closing, too. What's going on? Why are so many different grocery stores closing?
You had a lot of these organic and health food stores opening up a lot at the same time. So Frank Reinstein, who is he's the landlord at the Beach Boulevard Save-A-Lot location, he sees this as a market correction, and he thinks that we're probably going to see more closures. But he said that the grocery store chains that are remaining after this round of closures could benefit. He thinks that Southeastern Grocers is in a good spot. And Southeastern Grocers is the company that actually owns Winn-Dixie. And Winn-Dixie is, after they've emerged from bankruptcy, they've actually started to open in some of these markets of need. One of them includes a former Publix store up at the Gateway Town Center in Northwest Jacksonville.
And that's as we see locally owned Native Son reopening a previously closed store at the beaches. So things are still shaken out.
Yeah, and I think it'll be a little while before we see exactly where the market lands.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. They've been all over the grocery store openings and closures in Northeast Florida. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief.